The Syndicate, written by Guy Bolton and read by William Hope. The heat had been unbearable the past few days, but the man was wearing a long dark rain jacket with the collar up and a hat pulled down low like he was braced for winter. He was moving down the sidewalk at a pace he hoped looked casual. For the most part, it was quiet at night in these wealthy suburban roads, but then, out of nowhere, a series of limousines could turn up as people arrived home from the pictures or a supper club somewhere. He wondered what they'd make of him with his long coat and the trumpet case at his side. The man continued down the curb, counting mailboxes as he went. 804, 806, 808. He stopped 30 yards from 810 and idled on the fringes of the neighbor's driveway. House 810 was a Spanish villa with two stories, but although the drapes were drawn, there was no light from inside and no sounds either. Good, they weren't home yet. The man pulled back his sleeve and checked his watch. 10:20 p.m., or thereabouts. It was hard to tell in this light. The party was supposed to be back any minute now. There were no cars on the neighbor's driveway and no signs that anyone was home, so he came off the sidewalk and made his way up the lawn toward the side of the house. A fence separated the gardens of the two houses, but it wasn't more than 6 feet high, and there was no barbed wire or security spikes. In the neighborhood where he grew up, people lucky enough to have backyards put broken glass on the tops of their walls. Beverly Hills was a far cry from Brooklyn. The man checked over his shoulder to make sure no one was watching, then slung the trumpet case over the other side. He put his hands on the top of the fence and tugged, flat and sturdy. It would take his weight. He was about to pull himself over when the bushes lit up around him. He ducked instinctively. He stayed very still, craning his neck a little to see the road. There was a car coming down this way. He saw his own shadow twist and bend across the fence panels as the car continued down the road. They hadn't seen him. When he was sure it wasn't coming back, the man pulled himself up and over the fence and landed with 2 feet firm in a flower bed on the other side. He was wearing his old army boots, but the soles were worn down and shouldn't leave traceable prints. He kicked at the earth around his feet just to make sure. From his position, the party's house was completely visible. There were 4 arched windows on the ground floor facing the lawn, each 7 feet tall and more than large enough to see the living room inside. He opened the trumpet case and unwrapped the cotton blanket inside, taking out an M1 carbine with a straight 15-round box magazine.